Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. I am so excited to be here at this conference. I wanted to give a quick time to shout out Jose. We've met briefly at A2BCon. I had him come to Chicago for my 1% event, and like-minded people meet like-minded people, and we all just level up. Today, I am the one and only, the 24-year-old, 5'3", I call myself tall, dark, and handsome, motivational speaker, CEO of Westwood Media Group, system engineer at a hedge fund, and today I'm here to talk about becoming undeniable and what that really means to me. So I'll give you guys a little background on me. I was adopted twice, misdiagnosed, put on the wrong meds for 10 years for ADHD when it was really dyslexia, and I barely graduated high school, ended up being able to graduate a trade school and learn some technology. I worked for free for an entire year. And then after working for free, ended up landing a tech job and traveling the country for Wall Street clients, where recently I was able to build a client to hire me as a full-time employee. But becoming undeniable is in school when I didn't know what was going on and I could not read and the teachers didn't know what was going on and I was on the wrong meds and I was being made fun of. I had to find the inside of me, how bad did I really want it? You ask yourself these questions. I'm now an author, and I had to ask myself in that journey, how bad do I want it? In the orphanage when I was 2.5, fighting for food and blankets and porridge, you had to ask yourself, how bad did you want to survive today? And becoming undeniable is taking things that you don't like doing or are hard and attacking them with passion, energy, passion, intention, passion, effort. Passion, everything. Like, you have to go from zero to 100. Am I willing to die for this? What am I willing to do to survive this chapter of life? So when I started in the orphanage, I was fighting for blankets. When I was in school, I said, you know what? What is one mindset that I can hold that will hold me to a point where I will be able to become successful and at least survive this? And that was one win a day. If I come in at 8 a.m. and meet with my teacher before class and I get one problem right, that's okay. That's one win today. I can come back tomorrow. If I tomorrow go to social studies and understand one thing from my social studies class, I can come back tomorrow. If I got a 47 on my last test and a 52 on my next one, that's a win. I can come back tomorrow. And when I transferred that at 19, I graduated. I was class of COVID. When I graduated class of COVID, I had to ask myself, what am I going to do? My dad said, you can go to the Army because there was nothing going on and my internship fell through. And I was like, no, if I get this internship, I'm going to treat this like boot camp. And when I did, I said, I'm going to show up first. I'm going to stay last. I'm going to do everything that they asked me and more. I ended up washing cars, bringing people to grocery stores, cleaning houses, cleaning offices, organizing things, buying things, getting lunch for the office, whatever it took. To make sure that they knew that I was here to stay. And when I was able to understand, okay, I've learned these skills, I've learned the professional, why, what do I really want to do? I wanted to help people. And I found myself on this YouTube loop where I was like, well, what do I want to help people with? Why do I feel connected to that idea? And my mind was, somebody always has it worst. Know that, promise that, practice that, remind yourself of that. Somebody always has it worse. So if that's the case, and I went through all that, I have now the tools to help people become successful who may be going through it and have it worse than me. Well, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. But how am I going to do it? I said, you know what? I'm going to make a selfie video every day. And if I get one view or one like or one comment or one share, I can come back tomorrow. My coming back tomorrow mindset. And if I did that for 2 years. And then for 6 months, I ended up doing Zoom interviews with other Instagram accounts, and that grew to a production deal. And when I grew the production deal, I treated that like if I can get one win tomorrow, and then I combined the one win mindset with I will be in first, I will be out last mindset and work ethic, which with that combination landed me a full produced podcast on all platforms. And then that introduced me to Brandon Gadoris, who we all know and love, who introduced me to the conference world. And I said, I'm going to be in the conference world because I've never been so inspired. But how bad do I want it? Well, I want it so bad, I'm going to empty my bank account, open a credit card, and fly to Florida with no hotel room to get in that room to learn, to write notes, to connect, to level up, because there's no other option than to make this work, or I've got to come home and tell my parents I've got to enlist in the army. There's no way. So when I went to that first conference, I've never been so inspired. And what I was inspired by is the capacity of people's vessels and what they were doing. Oh, you can host a conference with Floyd Mayweather and do all these things at 24. Well, what can I do if I'm starting at 19? What was the biggest takeaway you can take is get in the room with people who think bigger than you do and push you out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is where your dreams will die. So being undeniable is making sure that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, knowing that you have your T's crossed, your I's are dotted, and if somebody tried to poke a hole in your boat, there was nothing that was going to happen because it was bulletproof. And when I said, I'm going to do this, I went into a speaker school for, I went to three speaker schools. I was like, I'm going to become a speaker because I want to be on stage. And I remember sitting in the speaker school classroom going, I'm going to be the Tony Robbins of this class. And then I went to the second t speaker school and I said, I'm going to be the Tony Robbins of this class. And then I went to the third speaker school and I went, I'm going to be the Tony Robbins of this class. And then for a while, I paid to get on stages, paid for my credibility, paid for my reps. And I was getting my reps in, learning my skills to become undeniable today, where I can make some calls and I can go speak on a huge stage. Where I had somebody approach me going, hey, I want to build a conference. I was told you're the guy. I went and built the 1% event, which is now a big conference that went on tour, which the lessons that it taught me is incredible. You have to learn how to work with people. You have to learn to think on your feet. You have to learn logistics, hosting, professionalism, speaking, emceeing. And I've, in the last year, from the one big risk I've taken on helping them build that, has taught me life lessons. It's built me a brotherhood. It has leveled up my credibility. It has opened doors and granted me connections to become what we call undeniable. And becoming undeniable is everything. Because if you're undeniable, there's you're foolproof. And I've learned, in my opinion, being transactional can only get you so far. Being transformational, that's undeniable. You can have numbers, because I've learned my whole concept of wealth. My concept of wealth was when I was younger, it was suits, watches, cars, cities, penthouses, nice shoes. Not at all what it is. Wealth is the community, connections, relationships, and memories and opportunities built and such. It has nothing to do with financial. There are some financial aspects, but wealth is nothing but in your connections and your network. Show me your network and I'll show you your net worth. And I remember learning that and going, I'm going to get in every room that I can. I'm going to shake every hand that I can. And I'm going to become undeniable and show these people that they're going to work with me and they're going to understand why. And me being 24, I'm only 4 years in the adult world, and I feel like I need to become undeniable every year. The goal is, if anybody can take anything away from this today, every year be absolutely unrecognizable, where you don't even recognize you last year. Where in the next 90 days, if you attack the next 90 days at 110%, where am I limiting myself? Ego is the most limiting thing I've ever learned. I had an ego trip and I had to go, where am I limiting myself? Raise your hand. Do I have a mentor? If you don't have a mentor, you need to get one. Getting a mentor is like having the bumpers in a bowling alley. You throw your bowling ball down the alley without the bumpers, you're going to go into the gutter. You're not going to swish any pins. You need a mentor to guide you. But when finding a mentor, the biggest lesson I learned was make sure they're in alignment with you, your mission, and where you're going. And that they have the results that you want in every aspect that you're looking for. Because there are great mentors that just might not be the greatest fit for you. But the power of a mentor is unmatched. I would not be who I am, where I am, or how I am without the mentors that I had in my life. So if you do not have a mentor, please get one. And I am happy, so happy to talk to anyone about the mentorships, about connections, about conferences, and about any story that how a mentor in an event, a podcast, a dinner, a conference changed my life was the people, which comes back to my concept of wealth. If we walked into a conference room with no people and a really crazy production, would anybody's life be changed? No, it's the people within. It is the people within. That is wealth, and wealth is becoming undeniable. to those who you trust and learn from. I am incredibly grateful to be a part of an event like this because it is opening doors. It's screaming what I love because I love building platforms that open doors for people who sometimes or usually wouldn't have time or the capacity to travel to a conference to connect with people. This is connecting people on all over the world right now, and I'm incredibly grateful to be a part of it. So I wanted to tell everybody that your one phone call, one conference, one podcast, one DM, one email, one text away from a completely different life. I would not have guessed that my work ethic and a lot of luck and risks would take me to a point where I am today, where I can proudly say, I am proud of myself, but I'm proud because I'm now building people and communities, not businesses. I'm in the business of building people and communities. I'm not here to build businesses. Businesses are the side factor because I have an immense joy in being transformational. Being transformational to me means the world. I've been able to witness people transform in front of my eyes. Like people here at the event today who've supported me, watch me transform and I watch them transform. And there's nothing more magical, nothing more special, nothing more amazing than that. And I'm excited to be connecting more with people here in the Connected Leaders Academy to watch you guys transform and share opportunities because I'm here to grow together and I'm here to help anyone become undeniable in any way possible. Thank you guys so much. I am Dylan Smith. That is all I have for you guys today. Happy Saturday. I'm happy to open it up for questions or anything. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Jose. This is an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.